While America sleeps, it is under a blitzkrieg-level attack from within. As the CCP and the United Nations work in lockstep under the banner of the New World Order to collapse Western civilization before the citizens of the free world regain power and justice.
The committee has found that the CCP is waging a war without weapons against America. And the Biden-Harris administration has no government-wide strategy to combat CCP warfare. Unlike the first Cold War, the adversary is already within, having entrenched itself within U.S. borders, institutions, businesses, universities, and culture centers by capturing the elites and influential circles.
Oh, in my home state of New York, the deputy chief of staff to Governor Kathy Hochul was arrested on federal charges for acting as a secret agent of the Chinese government. Last year, several individuals were arrested on charges that they had helped to establish secret police stations. Dr. Thayer, can you elaborate on why the Chinese government would establish a secret police station in New York City?
Their purpose is to intimidate and coerce Chinese Americans, other members of the Chinese diaspora, for example, and why we tolerate such a violation of our sovereignty, I simply don't know.
If you do not control the borders, you are going to destroy our country. So now that, you know, they're sending the migrants into New York and stuff like that, so all of my super liberal friends, now they realize what a problem is.
I personally have no confidence that the FBI will rein in its own conduct. It is my opinion that the Bureau used reprisal and fear to control the workforce. I personally believe that there are no current effective checks and balances against them conducting lawless action with any type of correction in a legitimate time frame. I welcome the work of the IG, but I think any type of lawless action, there's no legitimate time frame to rein them back in.
Meanwhile, nuclear world war metastasizes while the New World Order actor puppet dictator Zelensky joins his fellow Democrat money laundering psychopath comrades to push Russian President Putin into a nuclear corner.
President Zelensky, during his U.S. visit, urges President Biden to approve the use of long-range Western missiles against Russia.
I know my answer. We cannot grow weary. We cannot look away. And we will not let up on our support for Ukraine.
There are some in my country who would instead force Ukraine to give up large parts of its sovereign territory, who would demand that Ukraine accept neutrality and would require Ukraine to forego security relationships with other nations. These proposals are the same of those of Putin.
Canada fully supports Ukraine using long-range weaponry to prevent and interdict Russia's continued ability to degrade Ukrainian civilian infrastructure and mostly to kill innocent civilians in their unjust war.
Of course, in the UK, we have this dreadful new Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who is doing everything wrong culturally and economically in the UK. And abroad, he wants to escalate the war in Ukraine, or the war between Ukraine and Russia.
On September 13th, the world almost ended. Everybody watching this program almost died. I almost died. The world almost died. Why? Because if the insanity of the British government and those in NATO and some in the United States had manifested itself in giving Ukraine the green light to use Storm Shadow missiles against target inside Russia, Russia would have responded. Possibly not nuclear, but it would have eliminated Kiev as a modern functioning city, and it would have struck targets in the United Kingdom, in Europe, on the European continent, and in the United States. And then we would have probably responded doctrinally by using low-yield nuclear weapons in an effort to escalate, to de-escalate, to send a signal to Russia that you can't do this. And then Russia would have responded doctrinally by releasing the totality of its nuclear arsenal against the West. And then we would have responded and we would have died. 72 minutes is all it takes for the total destruction of the planet. Do you understand you almost died this weekend? I'm not joking. It's not a joke. I'm not kidding. You almost died and you didn't even know it.
The global elites want a world war and they want it now. There is no clearer path for global domination that provides an escape hatch from the crimes these minions of anti-humanity must be held accountable for. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Sunday, September 29th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. We'll put on screen how many days we are out from the U.S. election. The most important election in world history, 36 days, 7 hours, 53 minutes, 11 seconds. All right, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency and the former top national security advisor for President Trump will be joining us coming up in about 40 minutes live in studio for over an hour, General Michael Flynn. And he will, of course, break down all the different globalist attempts to steal the election right in front of our eyes and the attempts on President Trump's life and what he believes the globalists are going to be trying in the next 37 days. And if Trump's able to get through all the fraud and we're able to get through it and he gets in, then what happens in the 76 days when he's president-elect, when all hell is going to break loose, in my view, in my prediction here. All right. We've got Israel and war, as it was predicted, just expanding all over the place as Israel strikes four countries in the last few days. We've got ongoing big developments with Ukraine and Zelensky and all the different things that are unfolding there. We have incredible news coming out on the border and Kamala's visit, now claiming she was the greatest border czar ever after claiming she wasn't the border czar. And you've got Walls and her being booed by crowds everywhere they travel. And then Trump getting huge standing ovations at college football games in Alabama while Walls gets booed and chased out in Michigan. But we're told by the fake polls that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are ahead. And then we've got what I want to start with first, and that is the desperate establishment, not just here, but all over the world, the globalists, the big banks that are attacking sovereignty and human health and freedom and mobility and bringing in their global cashless society, announcing at the WHO and the UN and the WEF and the Congress and the EU and all of them, Hillary Clinton and John Kerry and Tim Walz, and the list goes on, and the New York Times saying the First Amendment's bad. It's time to repeal it. It's time to ban it. It's time to put people in jail because the public doesn't believe what the corporate media and government says anymore. And so we've got to silence everybody because you're a pack of lying scum caught in so many lies, it makes my head spin. These are the people with the corporate and governmental censorship boards that will decide what's real and what isn't. And they are the world champion liars and gaslighters and BS artists the planet's ever seen. Do I need to list all the record lies of Kamala recently on the debate stage with Trump? Trump, you want to ban fracking. That's insane. I never said that. You're a liar. Hundreds of clips. You want to ban semi-autos. I never said that. I love guns. 2 days before, it said she wants to ban all semi-auto. 3 days later, her official policy paper put out saying ban all semi-autos. On and on and on. Then saying she was the greatest border czar. Then she was never the border czar. Now she's the greatest border czar ever. Saying the last 4 years have been hell. We're going to change it once we get in. You've been in. They're just trying to murder logic in front of everybody's face 24/7. It really is next level. But if you look, and there's so many videos, I'll try to air them, but if I do, we won't have any time to even cover the news. It's everywhere. If you want to see it, go to X. She's being booed at the border, protested. Walls is being booed and run out of football games. Trump gets giant standing ovations everywhere. They stole the election 4 years ago. They're trying to steal it again. Trump is more popular than ever. And they know they've only got so much fraud baked in that if Trump has a big enough landslide, he'll win. And that's why they tried to kill him at least twice we know of. They've got all these foreign hit teams in the country that they claim they're not involved in. But the deep state has the motive to get rid of Trump. We'll talk about that with General Flynn coming up in studio. But let's go to a little clip here of Kerry and then Clinton and then Walls and then back into Kerry, the larger clip in context, literally saying, oh, well, there's all these lies and we've got to be able to counter all of that. We've got to be able to deal with all of that. So we have the First Amendment standing in our way. And all the New York Times and Washington Post headlines and the American Psychological Association came out Thursday and said, we need to teach children not to ask questions. We need to teach people not to ask questions. New York Times headline, why asking questions is bad. Because if you ask questions, you'll know that people telling you two men can have a baby and there's not X and Y chromosomes now are liars. So they're publicly out of desperation declaring war on speech. That is not a symbol of their strength. It is a symbol of the fraud they are, but don't get too confident because they're planning power outages, cyber attacks, wars, false flag attacks to be blamed on their opposition worldwide. And they're even more panicked because in every election, it is the populist and the anti-globalist being elected. Unless there's, in the case of fake conservative groups in like Labor, just got in power with 18% of the vote using a parliamentary manipulation with a coalition because the fake conservatives were in power. So everybody voted them out and then the left was able to do a coalition and get back into power, but they're even more unpopular. The conservatives got like 20-something percent of the vote and the liberals got 18, but they're still in power. But everywhere else where there's a straight-up election, the conservatives are winning. Just in, Austria's right-wing Freedom Party receives most votes in today's election, wins. But now will a coalition of leftist groups form and still outvote them? Because, again, they have dozens of parties, not two main ones like we do. That's how Netanyahu has 19% of the vote. Trudeau got 19% of the vote. Macron got, 16% of the vote? That's parliamentary manipulation. So they're not popular. But every election cycle, the anti-globalists get closer and closer to having such a big majority that they can override all the others. And that's why they're trying to arrest everybody and shut down free speech, because we're inches away all over the world. And what does the UN say? They want NATO and the UN to be able to ban people criticizing the next lockdown, the next poison shot. Everything they said about the shot was a lie. Remember that? They were the ones that were lying. But they're the ones that will decide what is the truth. On your body. On your right to self-defense. On your right to travel. And if they get their cashless society in place, their central bank digital currency that's already being rolled out in most parts of the world, China's had it for 6-7 years. If you think J.D. Vance being denied access into an Italian restaurant chain in Pennsylvania where they tried to just have a meal with some of his supporters, if you think the left's going to stop there, that's just the tip of the iceberg with the social credit score. So here's a short compilation, and in it is the new announcement, the full 5-minute clip is at InfoWars.com if you want to see it, of Kerry explaining why we've got to get rid of the First Amendment. Now, last year and again this year, he said farming is bad and organic farming is the worst, and we've got to, quote, get rid of a third of the world's farms or people will starve. That's like saying I need to put a noose around your neck and drop a hatch in the floor and break your neck so you can breathe better. Or here, let me cut your head off in a guillotine so you'll be healthier. Let me pour gasoline on you and light it so you'll live longer. I mean, it's just, by the way, if you're a new viewer and you're like, or a new listener, you're like, John Kerry said we've got to get rid of farms or people will starve. That's an actual quote. Okay? And the UN's got their big global summit calling for AI to censor and control everybody. They just did that Thursday. I've got that report. This is just absolutely incredible that the mask is off at this level. Here's the compilation.
Our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, you know, hammer it out of existence. So what we need is to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully having, winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change.
And boosting Trump back in 2016. But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence. Because
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
So tough. Everybody's wrestling with that right now. And I think the dislike of and anguish over social media is just growing and growing and growing. And it's part of our problem, particularly in democracies, in terms of building consensus around any issue. It's really hard to govern today. You can't, the referees we used to have to determine what's a fact and what isn't a fact have kind of, been eviscerated to a certain degree. And people go, and that people self-select where they go for their news or for their information. And then you just get into a vicious cycle. So it's really, really hard, much harder to build consensus today than at any time in the 45, 50 years I've been involved in this. And there's a lot of discussion now about how you curb those entities in order to guarantee that you're going to have, some accountability on facts, et cetera. But look, if people go to only one source and the source they go to is sick and, has an agenda and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, hammer it out of existence. So what we need is to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully having, winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change. Now, obviously, there are some people in our country who are prepared to implement change in other ways. And so that's where we're.
So that's the guy, and the UN's doing it in the Netherlands and Ireland and Sri Lanka, all over. They're just banning every year, on average, 10% of the farms and ranches because, quote, they're toxic, though they're not. But see, cows put off methane, even though we do too. It's part of the atmosphere. But they can list it as a toxin, just like carbon dioxide's been listed as evil. What do you exhale? What do plants use to live? Carbon dioxide, but it sounds like monoxide, so the dumbed-down public believes it's scary. See how that works. Now, I mentioned the UN, so let me show you these articles. John Kerry derides First Amendment as major roadblock to government being able to hammer, that's a quote, dissent out of existence. Boy, that sounds pretty totalitarian. And here's the United Nations Summit of the Future Outcome Documents, September 2024, Pact for the Future, Global Digital Compact, and Declaration of Future Generations. And they say, I covered it Friday, that AI will watch and censor in live time. They'll put you in jail, and if you deny man-made climate change and their solutions to it, or you criticize open borders, or you report on anything they don't like, or you don't want a poison shot, or you criticize brainwashing children that are autistic that they should have their genitals cut off. Meanwhile, in Germany, this happens every day. If you report on it locally and say that it's an Islamist doing it, you go to jail for 2 years. Same thing in the UK. Well, today, Germany, a machete-wielding Syrian injures 31 during arson rampage, also burning everything down. There's videos and photos if you'd like to see it for yourself on Infowars.com. Then the media spins it like Trump's a police state thug when he says, I'll sign an executive order that if the government colludes illegally with big tech to censor election information, you'll go to jail. That's already illegal. But he says he'll sign another executive order. They spin it like, oh, he's going to prosecute his enemies. That's Yahoo News and International Business Times. Trump vows to prosecute Google for surfacing only bad stories about him. Well, they wouldn't even say for 2 months that Trump had been shot or was an assassination attempt, remember? That's like the lie that you hear over and over and over again that Republicans are burning books and banning books. No, Republicans aren't going to the local porn shop and saying they can't sell Hustler to adults. It says 18 to come in the store. They're saying you don't give pedophilic pornography to children as young as fifth grade. And we've gone to the Austin Library for AISD years ago, and they had the very famous books that show graphic novels, graphic illustrations of adults having sex with children and how great it is. Bob's your neighbor. Your name's Billy. You're 9 years old. Bob wants to do this to you in the shed. It's fun. Do it. What? I mean, I remember just my kids are grown except for one right now, but I remember when they were like 4 or 5 getting the training DVDs that are like, if a stranger tries to grab you by the arm and says, come with them, you drop the ground or run and yell and scream and saying, not my daddy, not my mommy. And then they have, you know, the videos for kids about if somebody starts touching you, it's not your parents to clean you or a doctor or something, you know, tell an adult, tell your parents. These are videos how to prime children, literal grooming books and videos they have in the schools and drag queen story time. It's just absolutely unspeakably evil, and it's all out in the open. Trump blasts Fox News for airing part of Harris's BS Friday night speech. They shouldn't be allowed to put it on. So the media is trying to run this idea that Trump wants to censor, that he's the censor. He'll put everybody in prison when they're the ones actually doing it. Look at this. British couple fined £3,000, that's like $5,000, after reporting migrant they found in the back of their van. That'll teach you. How many more examples does Germany need to see of a failed policy of bringing in the Islamists and all the murder and death? Well, it's not a failed policy. It's a design takeover. Maybe German politicians can't read a chart. Well, it's illegal to show these crime statistics in Germany. Who commits the most crime? Rapes. Just in the rape area, 41% of all rapes in Germany are just Afghans alone. They're less than 1% of the population, though growing. Africans are 23% of the raping. Foreigners, Germans are 0.6 of the rapes. But in the movies and TV shows, they always show it as an evil, blonde-haired, blue-eyed person doing it. And as I mentioned, here's the footage. I'm not going to show it. But the guy running around starting fires and hacking people up with machetes. That's just today. It just goes on and on and on and on. And the Muslim imam saying, the West belongs to us. The women belong to us. We're going to go there. We're going to take it over. You know, there's 69 Islamic countries in the world, and they don't put up or let Christians or other groups live in peace there. Some of them it's completely banned, but others are persecuted. And there's only a few Christians hanging on. But then when Islam comes here, they act real friendly until they become the majority, and then you're gone. And that's how this works. And coming up, they didn't just hire one. The news is saying one. It's two this week. non-citizens from Somalia on the police force in Minneapolis, Minnesota. They're training you that citizens have no rights and foreigners have all the power. That's totally illegal, but that is what they are doing. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with a ton of other breaking news, and General Flynn's coming up at about 40 after in studio after we air a special report. As a lot of you probably heard, as I keep telling you, the federal court has ordered InfoWars sold on the chopping block on November 13th. And if good patriots buy it and they don't censor me and it's a new group, I will work for them. If not, InfoWars is gone. Now, it's great to support InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion's amazing. 40% off the big sell right now. All the InfoWars MD gummies and CBD that's so good for inflammation, your whole body, the highest quality, lowest prices, InfoWarsStore.com. But InfoWars has a sponsor that's keeping us on the air right now and supporting us, but also a sponsor for whatever happens in the future. And they are also now helping support me and my legal fund to make sure that they're not able to steal my name or Real Alex Jones or try to keep us off the air in the future, which they filed to do, saying they own my identity. You think if you're a new listener, that doesn't sound American, just type in Sandy Hook families. That means the people who control them, the FBI and CIA that ran all this, quote, want Alex Jones' social media, Real Alex Jones, and they want his name, saying they own my name, The Alex Jones Show. So that's a big fight I got to do. We're going to win, but we still got to fight it. If you want to help me stay on the air one way or another, you support InfoWars, and you support what I'm going to do going forward and helping us gear up behind the scenes. Regardless, we're not going to miss a lick, but we need your funds. If you come through and support us, we're going to stay on the air one way or another during this critical time. And during that, right after the election, will be even more critical than before because Trump gets in, which I think is going to happen. The evidence is overwhelming. Then they're going to go crazy during the 76 days between him being president-elect and president. So it is the bat signal. It is the action item. It is what you need to do. TheAlexJonesStore.com and over 50 amazing Patriot t-shirts, the very best designs and ball caps. And those shirts are very high quality fabric, very high quality prints. We'll show you some of the designs on screen. But there is one shirt that isn't $30 or $25 or $35, that's $50, and that's the classic dark red on navy blue InfoWars shirt that was always our best seller, that's no longer in stock at InfoWars, a classic with a red American flag on the right shoulder and InfoWars.com. No matter what happens, you'll know you fought for InfoWars and you fought for whatever we set up after if it doesn't survive, and you'll have that memento to know the great job you did. So I want to thank you for your support. Now is the action time. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com for all the great designs, and if you want to really step up to the plate, get the limited edition InfoWars shirt, a classic that's been brought back to remember InfoWars if it's shut down or to celebrate if it survives. And we don't know. It's in your hands. It's in God's hands. God works through you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And when you go there, you can sign up for free with an email to be put into the raffle for the incredible super off-road Dodge truck at $10,000 cash on top of it. A $148,000 value. The truck's $138,000 plus $10,000. That's $148,000. Or it's going to be $146,000, excuse me. And then when you buy products, you get entered 5 to 10 times, depending on what you buy, into the raffle as well. That's all at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But it is an action item. Please go there, get the limited edition emergency Save the Alex Jones broadcast t-shirt. And remember InfoWars one way or another. We've done incredible things together. Thank you all for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'm down to my last few chips. It's like a video game. You're winning the last level, fighting the last boss, but you're on one life, quarter power, one more hit, you're blown up. I use the Rathacon analogy. I'm not a big Star Trek fan, but I like that movie. Some of the 60s shows I liked growing up as a kid. But the point is, it's all put correct. That movie, where the ship, you know, the big weapon's about to go off, they're going to get killed, they're trying to race away from the detonation of the Genesis Project, and Kirk says, Scotty, I need warp 1 in 5 minutes, and we're all dead. And that's not really the case. I mean, there's a lot of stuff lined up. It takes a lot of time to deal with a lot of big groups who want to come in and launch stuff. I've got to go through that. I've got to make sure they're not going to control what I say. We've got backups. But it takes time to set that up. the person I trust the most is me. And Alex Jones sitting on no money, basically, and not having money to, I have to personally go in and pay for, so they don't take my name, which is preposterous that they're trying, or the social media, if they shut down InfoWars, I have to be able to hold them off like I've been doing. They got Giuliani in a year. I've been fighting them 7 years. So, grace of God, you know, we're in the fight. But I've got to fight that and pay for the bankruptcy defense in the next few months, and it's conservatively $300,000. And you got to sell a lot of t-shirts when you're only getting a few bucks per t-shirt yourself to pay for that. So they're great t-shirts. You need them. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And a lot of folks are responding, and I don't want to belabor here, but I belabored yesterday and we got big support. And it's nothing more frustrating than have to just cover this to survive. But that's what I'm doing. But they are great t-shirts. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Separately, the sponsor, my dad's company, based right here in Central Texas, DrJonesNaturals.com. Great nano silver products, great next level financial energy, Kava Chill, Top Rain, Rocket Rest Sleep Aid. You go there and like 70% of the stuff sold out because my dad's up against the wall. They've been attacking and going after him for 2 years. He spent basically everything he had on that. He put everything else he had in to get some stable products reordered and four new products that start coming in next week that are going to be great. So you go there and you're like, well, there's almost nothing here. Now we're up against the wall. So go get what's there. Stuff that's left's all great. Silver Bullet, Foundational Energy, Kava Chill, a lot of other stuff. There's still like more than a dozen items left. There was like 50 there before. And just get it, and then you'll see the stuff come back. It's like farmers. They got to have money to hold back to buy seed or save seed. DrJonesNaturals.com had to put everything in to get the next seeds to continue the cycle of funding our operation and my dad's operation funding us. So that's why you're like, well, there's almost nothing left here. It's all got, we didn't have the money to buy more stuff. He didn't have money to buy more stuff. So we are up against the wall here. So I won't have to do this every show if more than 1% go, you know what? I think I'm going to stand up for the country and myself in the future and support people that are obviously the top enemy of the globalists. It's a no-brainer. And I'm going to get great products in the process. It's just... But I get it. Most people, this is just a show. This is not a show, people. This is the defense of the future of our species that's having a big effect on the enemy. So I want to thank those that understood this and have bought the products and loved them. They've got like 4.7 star reviews. And I want to encourage those that haven't to go to drjonesnaturals.com. And then InfoWars Store. Anything you order, even if we get shut down, it's all there. Won't be shut down for months. You know, if that's the case, because even if they sell it and bad guys get it, it'll take a few weeks, they say, to shut it down. So we're about 2 months out from shutdown. So you'll get all your product at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Refusion's back in stock for 40% off, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right, I'm going to blitz news. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, I'm beyond enraged right now. I'm like a Tasmanian devil. You cannot cut the suspense and the danger and the history that's happening right now. So much good is happening. So much bad is happening. Our country is openly under globalist attack, but they're also getting their asses kicked politically everywhere, and the awakening is so huge. And a lot of people are starting to wake up, but if they knew how serious it was, they would be acting just like me. I mean, this is do or die time, 0 hour right now. All right. We're going to go to break in the middle of the segment here in a few minutes and bring in General Flynn, who I just can't wait to talk to about the state of the world and what he thinks the enemy's going to do and the Trump assassination attempts and all the wars and Zelensky and the open border and just all the craziness that's happening right now and the fact that our enemies are falling on their face everywhere, which is great, except then what do they do when that happens? They false flag, they escalate, they cyber attack. I mean, you can feel the danger. And it doesn't scare me. It makes me just absolutely go wild wanting to beat these people. But we've got to be smart about it. We've also got to realize how urgent the situation is every day. This isn't like, oh, it's a show or Trump's just another guy running for office. We're in the most important time in human history so far, in my view, since Christ walked the earth. That's the only other time as important as this one. And it's a time of great change. And Ebel knows that and is trying to make their move. You know, Trump last night made a great point. It's true, and the media is attacking him because they're idiots and they hate him. It's true. Biden is completely out of his mind, and Harris has always been a mental midget. And but we have to understand that's because they're puppets of the system. Here's the clip.
Kamala is mentally impaired. If a Republican did what she did, if a Republican did what she did, that Republican would be impeached and removed from office, and rightfully so, for high crimes and misdemeanors. That would be high crimes and misdemeanors. Think of it. 13,099 murderers, convicted of murder, not like convicted of murder. Some of the worst murders you've ever seen. They're all in our country now, every one of them. And I've been saying this for 3 years, and the fake news has been saying, well, you don't know that. Well, now we know it. They've never released a list like this. Not just on this. They've never done it. Over the years, they've never done it. She let in, and that's not even mentioning the rapists, the gang members, the drug dealers, the child predators, and the traffickers in women. In women, mostly women. Joe Biden became mentally impaired. Kamala was born that way. Yeah. She was born that way. And if you think about it, only a mentally disabled person could have allowed this to happen to our country.
Oh, they did it on purpose. You see all these headlines about how, oh, Germany and Europe bringing in tens of millions of Muslims really failed. It was always their plan to break down society. They're at war with us. But I want to say something very clearly here. I am very honored and blessed to have been born in this time. And so, in my view, were you. And God put us here in this time and place so that we could change the world and out of all this terrible garbage that's happening, be even better. And it is just like Newtonian physics, for every action, there's an opposite equal reaction. Every time I see the horrors and the tyranny and the corruption on display, that's there to try to break our will and demoralize us. We can't do that. We have to understand that there is the opposite of that incredible good happening as well. And I try to spend more time here on the show focusing on that. You know, there's a video that's up on my X channel on Real Alex Jones that I'll try to get to later in over an hour after Flynn leaves us, where one of these YouTubers goes out and wears the other team's jersey and walks around a campus, and people are trying to beat him up. How stupid is that over a soccer team or a football team or a basketball team? But that's tribalism. People have been trained to only care about their team when that doesn't matter, unless you're on the team. And still, you don't beat somebody up over it. It's just a team. Where's the sportsmanship? People are supposed to get tribally upset about losing their country, their sovereignty, about wars being started that can kill us all, like we see happening right now all over the planet. And that's what the Romans did to control their population, was bread and circuses. So, I mean, I really wish that these young people particularly could just sit back and be asked the question, and listeners can do this, because I'm sure you have family that are like this, and say, why do you get depressed for a week if your football team loses? Or why are you euphoric when you're living vicariously through something else that doesn't matter? If your team loses a game or the championship, it doesn't mean anything. But when 325,000 children are smuggled in with the federal government's help and disappear into slave labor and sex slavery, and the government covers it up, God sees that. And then our children will be next. I mean, can't people get upset about things that really matter? People think, man, Jones is weird. He gets so upset about them trying to take our guns or killing 9-month-old babies in partial birth abortion, or hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths a year. But then if I yelled and screamed and painted myself all different colors and got drunk, it'd be, oh, he's a good American. He really cares about his team. Attaboy. No, that's not wholesome. That's sick. People all the time ask me, hey, come over and watch the game. And it's just like, I used to be into football. I understand a good football game's fun. But when your country is literally being destroyed in front of you, I can't do it. And I know we all need rest and relaxation, but things are out of balance. I'm not knocking you to go play golf or go bowl. I do that every once in a while. Go fishing. It's all great. But if it's your God, if it's the God you put before God, who's the real God, that's a false idol. And that's what happens when you worship crap. People are like, why were the Israelites worshiping a golden cow? That's stupid. Well, why are you worshiping LeBron James? It's a communist Chinese pimp on the payroll. All right, I'm going to settle down because Flynn's a calm guy and only have a lot to say. And we're really blessed to have the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency and former top national security advisor Trump, who the deep state fears so much, to try to lay out the roadmap 36 days out from the most important election in world history, 36, 37. At midnight tonight, it'll be 36. So we're going to go to break here real quick. Tell everybody you know, tune in, repost and retweet at Real Alex Jones, Infowars.com/show, band.video. And that's how we reach tens of millions of more people. And that's why I salute you all as the modern Paul Revere's. We'll be right back with General Flynn in studio. I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's the alexjonesstore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best t-shirt designers, bigly. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, so that's key to support, into the future, whatever happens here, 30-plus amazing new t-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over the top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour, the best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel, army green, black with red pinstripe, ready for you. When you buy something, you entered 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at thealexjonesstore.com. But the t-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air, and these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible t-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at thealexjonesstore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, he's a great church. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. And so it's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body, and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So full spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion, check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
News today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
For the next hour and 15 minutes in studio, a great American, General Michael Flynn, generalflynn.com, and of course flynnmovie.com. What an incredible film, such a success, reaching so many people. You can find him on X at Jen Flynn, just General Flynn, F-L-Y-N-N. General, great to see you here in Texas.
Yeah, it's great to be back. I love being in studio with you, Alex. And thank you for what you're doing. I mean, fighting the good fight. This is a war that we are in, and I want people to understand that.
Well, I just want to say you're always very calm, which I know is a very, you know, good leadership quality. I'm calm when I'm getting ready for the show. But when I finally get up here and John Kerry saying overthrow the First Amendment, Hillary saying it, they're passing laws in California, the evil is so out in the open. Just the magnitude of the moment in history we're in. I want the general viewer or listener, but also the general public, to understand the urgency. Can you just give us a 35,000 foot view of 37 days from the election, the Trump assassination attempts, all of it, for the moment in history we're in?
Yeah, so this is the most consequential moment in United States history. We're kind of in, I call it, the third arc of history, the first one being the American Revolution, the second one being the Civil War. And then this is the moment where kind of the left, in this case, this communist movement that has risen in our country for at least the last 50 years, if not the last 100, has made the decision. And they really made it when they put Barack Obama in place, and the heir apparent to Barack was going to be Hillary Clinton. Of course, Donald Trump got in the way. And so when he got in the way, like, all bets were off as far as they were concerned. They decided then this will never happen again. And we are now in the throes of essentially a takeover of our government. And I do go back to the 5th of January. I always bring this date up, 5th of January, 2017, in the Oval Office, where Barack Obama, with all of his henchmen, Biden was in there with him, and Comey, Clapper, you know, all the likely suspects, Brennan, Rice, Sally Yates, they were all there, 5 January 2017. It's been documented. And that's when they decided, basically, we got to take out Trump. And when they decided to do that, you know, now you fast forward, right? So everybody knows all the background. You've been covering this, you know, really, really well over the last number of years. But now we're at a place where they're now trying to physically kill him. So these latest assassination attempts, this is not Iran that was trying to kill Donald Trump. These are actually people who are on, at least one of them, on the FBI's radar, probably both. One of them clearly should have been, and my analysis was, and this is the second shooter, was on the CIA's radar, particularly with what he was doing over in Ukraine. We should expect to see another assassination attempt. There's all these reports about Iran after, you know, going after Donald Trump with these missiles and such. But I think that some of that is a deception. So I want people to understand that this is the period in U.S. history where the left, the Marxist left, has decided we are not going to allow Donald Trump. We're not going to allow for a fair election. We're not going to allow Donald Trump to come back into office. So they're going to do everything that they can to take him out. And we're in the throes of this. I mean, when you see what's happening in the Middle East, when you see what's happening in Eastern Europe, I mean, all this stuff that's going on in the Middle East, we don't even hear the things that are going on in Eastern Europe. And yet we're allowing a TACMS, which is a very sophisticated weapon system, which we're training the Ukrainian military on. We'll probably have contract workers there, U.S. contract workers there in Ukraine that are helping to fire these systems. I mean, these people will... accept a nuclear attack. They will accept a nuclear engagement in order to keep Donald Trump out of the White House. I mean, we are in a period where we're going to see such a level of desperation in these next 37 days. And I want people to understand that what you think you have been through already, you know, the last 8 years, what we are about to experience in these next couple of weeks, this next month plus, I think that it's going to blow the minds of people. I mean, I think we're going to see some things that we have not experienced as a nation. And as you said earlier, I actually feel very blessed to be alive right now because, I mean, I have studied our country. I have studied our founders. I've studied the warfare, the wars that we have been in. And I look at things and I say, God, you know, we're in the lead here. We have the momentum on our side. We have the mass of people on our side. We have the majority on our side. All we have to do is make the decision to get out of the bleachers, get onto the field, folks, and leave it all on the field in these next 37 days. Do not leave yourself with any excuses on the 6th of November by saying, well, I woulda, shoulda, coulda done something else. You do it now and do it for the next 37 days as hard as you can. That's why I'm out here in studio with Alex, because I'm traveling again around this country basically with the same message to get people fired up, to get people inspired, to give people hope, and to make sure that the American people understand that we are in a war right now. This is a, you know, intellectual, physical, emotional, and definitely a spiritual war. And I appreciate the fact that you, Alex, always bring the idea of faith back into this, because I think that people have to have faith in each other. We are facing a dark, soulless group of people, Marxists, that have no soul. They are dark-hearted, and their idea about the way the United States of America should be is without a constitution, you know, total control of the Supreme Court, total control of our lives, you know, own nothing, be happy, as Klaus Schwab has stated many times and written about in his book, The Great Reset, which I hate to even talk about it, but I want people to understand, you have to understand your enemy. You have to read their doctrine. You have to listen to what they say. And the fact that I'm sitting here and understanding what our enemy is trying to do, because when I say our enemy, you know, I hate to say that about somebody who is a American serving in our government, but these people are enemies of America.
They've hijacked the country. It'd be like if you're totally on a plane and hijackers take over, they can put the uniform on of the captain, but they're not the captain.
Right, right.
General, you're on fire, and I want to just try to give you the floor here, and I'm serious, but I want to go back to where you started. That's what's so important, you know, the way you lay this out, because any real general or historian gives people the compendium to understand where they are now and then where they're going. That's the key to know history so you don't repeat it. They targeted you day one as the number one threat. And Trump's even come out and said this in speeches years ago and recently. He didn't know what he was doing. And they brought him all these think tanks, these so-called Republican groups, and they recommended all these other neocons that were actually agents against him and others. And you were one of the only people, in fact, the only one in a major leadership position, a cabinet-level position, as the National Security Advisor. Day one, they had the meeting. It's been declassified. It's been released years after they persecuted you, and you were, of course, exonerated. That they sent the FBI in to set you up and to lie, to stop you because you could help him bring in good people and actually understand what was happening and going on. Now he said that he understands that once he gets back in, he's going to talk to you and many others about actually draining the swamp by putting good personnel in. But that's question A to elaborate on. But then B, and then we'll move into the future or the current times and future, the fact that they did give the order even when Trump got the nomination in Cleveland to start spying on him, Crossfire Hurricane. Then he wins. Then you get in with him. They say, okay, now he's in. Take him out. That's come out in Congress. It's all admitted. People that said, you know, documented. It's a whole history out there for new viewer. And then they fail through all the fake impeachments and all the Russiagate 1.0, 2.0, all of it, and then all the lawfare, and then the criminal indictments, and then the fake convictions, and then one assassination attempt, and then two, and now more that they say have gone on we don't know about. We're following this trajectory of total escalation, and as you said, now the cover story of Iran, surface-to-air missiles, I mean, this is danger zone. So when I say my skin's crawling, I intellectually look at this coldly, studying and researching and listening to experts like you. And then when I get on air, it takes emotion to get people fired up, but I'm naturally that way. You said it. This is the most consequential, existential moment. I've been around 50 years. I'm having, what do you call it, anxiety. It's the opposite. I've got 10 times the spider sense and energy right now to try to fight this to the point of it's like it's too much because at a spiritual level, but also at an intellectual level, I know this is the war. This is the big one. I know I'm ranting, but that's a lot I just said.
No, but this is how, I mean, this is a time that people like you, people like me, and many, many other people that are out there, and I know that you tell this to your audience all the time, this is, you know, you're blessed to be alive right now. I mean, we can do this, you know, and I just kind of go to another level here. When we think about the United States of America going through, you know, really consequential moments, right? And this is the third one. So the very first one was the Revolutionary War, the American Revolution. We had George Washington as the leader and, of course, our founders, and they created this beautiful country. The second one was the Civil War, where it was an existential threat to our country. The American Revolution was an existential threat to us being able to create the country. The second one, the Civil War, was an existential threat to being able to maintain the nation that was created. We had Abraham Lincoln at the time in charge, and he was our leader at the time. Now we're going through this third arc of U.S. history. You know, we had World War I, World War II, all these wars of the last century, but they weren't really existential threats to our country. This one, this time is, this third arc of U.S. history, the challenge that we have, that we face right now is that we don't have that leader that we need in charge, right? We have Donald Trump, who is running for office, and they're doing everything that Alex just laid out. I mean, to the point of trying to kill this man. I mean, it's no longer maybe conspiracy theory. It's already happened twice, where the first one, they tried to turn his head into red mist. So I want people to understand this arc that we are in. So who's in charge? Who's on our side? Who can we count on? We should now count on what the founders told us, which is ourselves, we the people. So this is a moment where the American people are going to have to stand up, you know, step up, speak up, and sound off. Do not allow, you know, this is kind of like cease and desist order that Trump put out a couple of weeks ago when he posted it. And I liked it. I appreciated the fact that he said that. What we want to do is we want to tell people in our local level. I always use the phrase, local action has a national impact.
General, we got a break. Yeah. Satellites fire. And I said I'm not going to interrupt because I want to hear everything you say. I'm going to come back with you, start over, go through it all, lay it out, and just basically host the next hour. I'm going to sit over here and put a tennis ball in my mouth. And some stations don't carry the first five, so I'm going to air a promo for your film and other stuff for the next 5 minutes because I don't want anybody to miss this. We come back in at six after. I'm going to just sit over here, and you're going to have the floor, sir. We're getting a briefing from the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency on the state of our republic. You're not going to get better information anywhere. General Flynn, generalflynn.com. Stay with us. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full Spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body, and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So, full spectrum CBD. at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.